Hiya, Mr. Flintstone.
Greetings, Rocky, my boy. Pack of Winstons, please.
Oh, you like them Winston cigarettes, huh, Mr. Flintstone?
For decades, the tobacco industry has used cartoons, desirable spokespeople, and clever advertisements to entice people to use tobacco. Those 18 and under are especially hard hit by these tactics. The Center for Disease Control says approximately 3,800 young Americans smoke their first cigarette each day, and 1,000 of those become daily smokers. In a local effort to draw attention to the tobacco epidemic, Alaska Island Community Services and Wrangell High School are working to spread the word about the negative effects of tobacco use. They're also presenting ways to quit. High school freshman Bryce Gerald is a student representative for the Alaska Tobacco Control Alliance.
I choose not to smoke because I've seen the effects from my grandma, and I don't want that for me or for the rest of my family.
Bryce says he would like to see more community support. One way would be making all businesses smoke-free.
A lot of us look up to them, the older people in the community, and like think highly of their opinions on these situations and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think they should, use their own lives as an example.
Along with Bryce's classmate, Kyla Teat.
I choose not to use tobacco because I've had family members who have died of using tobacco, and I don't want that to happen to me.
Although the CDC says tobacco use among Alaska's teens is decreasing, K-12 Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Coordinator Rachel Woods says the high school is implementing stricter policies on tobacco use.
We did just this last year pass it's called a gold standard policy, so that there's no tobacco use allowed in the district on any school property or during school events, even if they're off campus.
Wood says she and a group of students are working to gain community support against U.S. House Bill 1639. The measure would amend the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to exempt traditional large and premium cigars from regulation. It also would remove Food and Drug Administration user fees assessed on those tobacco products.
The danger in that is that if that gets extended to include candy-flavored cigarillos, which have fruit flavorings in them, which are marketed predominantly to kids, they were made to be marketed to kids, that those could get included also in that category, and then they would be more accessible to kids.
Alaska Representative Don Young is co-sponsoring the bill. Wood asks adults and students to contact Young and ask him to drop his support for the bill. Working with Woods is Addie Esko, Tobacco Cessation Intervention Manager for Alaska Island Community Services. Esko says no matter what age you are, quitting tobacco can be difficult. She encourages the public to contact AICS about their cessation programs.
The thing to keep in mind is that it usually takes several attempts for people to successfully be able to quit. So it's not something, that people should be discouraged about if they've tried before. We have a lot of services that can, enable people to hopefully, try again until the point where they would be able to successfully, maintain that quit status.
To find out more about quitting tobacco, contact Alaska Island Community Services. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.